And good afternoon. You're listening to Unusual Sources here on 93.3 CFMU FM. We have very important news regarding the steel situation in Hamilton, the suspension or the idling of Stelco and other plants. And we should have on the line with us right now Bill Ferguson, president of Local 8782 United Steelworkers. Bill, do we have you with us right now?
Yeah, Brendan, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very well. How are you?
Well, I've had better days.
Yes, I can imagine. It must be a difficult period, and I think you're the best person to be speaking with right now. And before I go on, I should just mention to our listeners that it is CFMU Fundraising Week, and you'll be hearing about this later in the program. It's only because of CFMU that we can bring you the latest news on the steel situation in Hamilton. Before any of the other media even gets to it, we have exclusive interviews with important people like Bill Ferguson. And if you want to contribute to continue to make this possible, now is the time, and you can call us at 905-528-9888. And we will be giving you more information about that. But right now, we have a pressing situation with steel. So, Bill, thanks again for coming with us today. I read in the Spectator that this came as a surprise to so many people. And I'm just wondering, what trends were you seeing in the steel industry? What was happening in the industry that might have preceded this?
Well, we had there has been some shortages of orders. And, I mean, the actual usage of Canadian steel has been diminishing over the last little period of time. Of course, you've been seeing what's been happening with the auto giants. They went from making 17 million units per year in North America down to 14 million and then diminished even further. And basic raw steel or unfinished steel, finished steel for auto body, for car parts, has just absolutely gone into the tank. As it stands right now, there are no infrastructure projects that are taking a large amount of steel, and the actual market is shrinking daily.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just a... What's happened under that is what you see happening right now, and that is the entire industrial base of Ontario is now going into layoff.
It's come up in the discussions in the Spectator, in some of the interviews and letters, that people are concerned about the issue of foreign ownership of U.S. Steel, saying, you know, we used to have Stelco as a Canadian company, now U.S. Steel is there and it's idling our plants. What role do you think foreign ownership might have in these closures?
Well, the difficulty we're finding with it is that prior to this, when we had a strong Canadian sector for steel, was that you could predict or you could have some indication of what was going to happen down the road and prepare for it. With foreign ownership now, I say at 3 o'clock yesterday, we were informed, and it was out of the blue, completely out of the blue, without any indication whatsoever. The directive is coming from a foreign country. And, I mean, this directive comes out of Pittsburgh, and it's... By the way, guys, you're closing your shop in Canada. This is the way it is. Start working on it. And there's no rationale. I mean, when you look around us now, almost all of our major industries are now foreign-owned. And there is a different interest there. Now, we understand that the market is diminishing, but at the same time, there is no industrial base that's Canadian-owned anymore.
Wow. I'm just wondering, from the Spectator, they mentioned that these are temporary closures or that the plants are being idled. Do you receive any more information on that? How temporary is this?
We don't know. We have no idea. As I said, they call from Pittsburgh. They said shut her down. And, I mean, this is about 24 hours old right now. And they said shut her down. So we're in the process now of trying to figure out how to shut it down,
yes.
How to deal with this.
Yes.
And... It has been a real rat race for the last little while, I tell you.
Well, just looking at what some of the union executives are doing, it seems that everyone is involved in phone calls to one another and to members of their locals, to rank-and-file members, trying to figure out what's going on and reassure people and let them know what's going on. So what have you been hearing from your membership on this, and what are you telling people?
Well, absolute shock. And, I mean, we all knew that there was a problem, but this is really the issue. Lake Erie Works... is one of the lowest cost producer of high-end steel in the country, for that matter, in North America. The price per ton is lowest there. The amount of man-hours per ton is lowest there. This is a state-of-the-art mill. The technology is not brand new. However, the production capacity is unrivaled. And what we're looking at is, if you're idling Lake Erie, if you're idling the hot rod that you have, things must be pretty bad and a lot worse than people had imagined. At least that's what the thought is out there. And we have a large group of people who are just ready for retirement, and it's stopped dead for them. They may need 2 months before they're ready to go out. And they're being told that it's going to be a temporary layoff. But they say there's light at the end of the tunnel, and we as a union, are really having a difficult time seeing that light.
It's my understanding that U.S. Steel says it will continue paying into the pension plans and will maintain those plans. So
that's correct.
Yes. Well, I hope to be asking Peter more about this, but I was just wondering if you had anything to comment on what the steel workers would like to see out of the government from either the municipal, provincial, or federal governments. Have you begun lobbying them to take certain actions?
We need to see action taken. We need action now. And we need the action not to be focused on giving wads of money to corporations. We need to see it in jobs. We need to see it on the bottom line. We need to see job creation. We have to see these infrastructure programs move forward. We've got to start doing something to kick the base industry back in because it's in a slide down. Right now, it just seems that the government has really taken their time with this, and in the meantime, we're suffering casualties in industry. And this is like nothing that I have ever seen before. We need jobs, and we need good jobs. And this government has to get in gear. This government has to start providing the necessary incentives that it takes to get these projects going so we can get back in the business of producing steel, we can get back into the business of producing cars, whatever that is. But the incentives have to happen, and we got to get moving. This is not something we need to debate.
Well, before we go, Bill, I'm just wondering for our listeners, if they want to learn more from the source, from the steelworkers about what's happening, are there websites or any other places they can go to get information once it's available?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, our website at our local is steelworkers, local8782.com.
Okay.
USW8782.com. So if you get online, you'll see what's happening. But like I say, we'll be keeping that website up to date, and we'll have as much up-to-date information on a regular basis on that website.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you're able to make that available. Well, Bill, I'd love to thank you so much for coming. I know it must be a very busy time for you, and I know there's a lot of people listening right now, and they're very excited and curious about the situation. So we're going to speak with Peter next, of course, and get more, but I want to thank you for taking the time to be on our program.
Thank you, Brendan.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Bill Ferguson, president of Steelworkers Local 8782, Lake Erie. Lake Erie apparently is being idled, as well as the Hamilton branch of U.S. Steel. A very serious situation. The steelworkers are engaged in a lot of activity on this basis. In a few minutes, we're going to be bringing you an interview with our co-host, Peter Leibovich. Peter is on the Political Action Committee of the United Steelworkers here in Ontario. We'll be getting you the details on that shortly.